Hello and welcome to the eHotelier podcast, bringing you insights from hotel industry leaders around the world.
I'm your host, Matthew Stevens, and today we'll be talking about how to forecast through the COVID-19 period. My guest today is an expert in the field of forecasting, providing outsourced solutions for hotels for the past 10 years, including distribution and revenue management solutions. As prior facilitator of the Revenue Management Advisory Board for HSMAI Asia Pacific, and as VP Revenue Management and Distribution with Minor International, she is considered an expert and industry leader in hotel forecasting. From HGE International, welcome Heidi Gemple.
Thank you, Matthew. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Heidi, the global pandemic has created economic conditions in the market that we've never seen before. As you explained in the presentation at the recent HSMAI Rock at Home session, forecasting continues to play a critical role in all areas of business, from projecting occupancy for operational implications, projecting market segment performance for service delivery, and also the financial implications for cash flow projections. Heidi, is it possible, and should we still do a forecast in this current situation?
I think we should. I think we should not stop forecasting. We should probably reconsider the way we have been doing our forecast previously before the pandemic and the way we're doing it now. The situation obviously has changed for every region, every city, every country. So there may be different parameters that play into our forecast these days, but I think for sure we need to continue with our forecast for the same reasons you've just mentioned.
So accurate forecasting relies on accurate information, obviously. Is there any new information managers should source to assist with the accuracy of their forecast today?
I think it would be very smart and very wise for us as revenue managers to consider some of the external data, the forward data that is available and that is maybe generally available to mainly marketers. But from a revenue management point of view, I think for us to understand demand and demand for our hotels or our restaurants, it is quite important to know what's happening in our local destination. So I think some of that forward data that is available these days is quite important. The intent, why people do certain things, why do they behave, this sort of data should impact our forecast these days.
Okay. And total revenue per available room, or TRevPAR, was a big growing trend prior to COVID-19. How do you think total revenue has changed, and how does it impact forecasting today?
I think this pandemic has really forced our hand to consider total revenue as a real contender in our revenue forecasting, because although we've spoken about this a lot in the industry and in the academia, there are very few hotels who've actually ever implemented total revenue management or total revenue measurements. And so this pandemic, because of the shift in the revenue model, I think is really forcing our hand in that regard. And we have to start considering alternative distribution channels. We have to consider new revenue sources. And we have to, in order to project accurate numbers for our businesses, we have to start looking at those. So the pandemic, if there's anything good coming out of this, it is really for us to help push this out into the industry and for the industry to embrace total revenue management. Sure. So I think it's totally important.
Yeah, and total revenue, as we've talked about, covers food and beverage and spa and things like that, which was traditionally residential type business. But can you talk about some of the new models that have come about with dark kitchens and converting areas of properties to drive new revenue channels?
Yes, of course. I think the whole development of the pandemic, we have had here in Singapore, I'm based in Singapore, we have had restaurants. In the past, it was always about the seating capacity of the restaurant and how many guests and tables we can put into the restaurant. And the kitchens were minimized in size and kept as small as possible. And but now with this pandemic and the social distancing requirements, what is happening is that restaurants are expanding the size of their kitchen in order to handle multiple menus. use in order to handle multiple inquiries, as well as the in restaurant diners that are coming to the restaurant. So I think we're seeing almost like a flip over a little bit. In the past, it was all about the seating capacities in restaurants, and now it is about, is our kitchen capable of doing delivery as well as serve our customers in the restaurant? And you know, we talked about it before the podcast. There are these industrial kitchens now that are being utilized to do delivery and to you know, sell certain menu items and menus even for the you know, for inquiries and for delivery. So I think the industry, we can really look at how do we utilize our banqueting kitchens. Mm. And a lot of the large banqueting hotels, we have massive kitchens, and right now they're not really being used. So I think this is something we should look at as an industry. How can we utilize this? How can we make the most of our facilities and serve, you know, rethink hospitality in the digital space? How can we serve customers, not necessarily in our hotels, in our restaurants, but in our community and at home?
Sure. So you've recently created a new module in the Forecasting for Accommodation Providers course, where you look at forecasting in the age of a crystal ball. It sounds like we're really stargazing now with new revenue models and new outlets. So how do we as an industry define the new standards and create new solutions through this evolving situation?
I think that's a really good question, and one that we have to really ask. Obviously, I'm here, you know, representing as well a HSMAI organization, and I think this is one of our greatest desires, our greatest benefit is, for one, we provide education for industry partners. So if you have staff that need to be trained, we've got a lot of new entrants coming into the industry. You know, we have got courses for them to understand how things are done in the industry. But I think the second portion of it is, as a body, as HSMAI and similar bodies, associations in general, I think the true value comes in having conversations. And as we build conversation with industry leaders, with disruptors, with educators, the academia, we need to start conversations, because I think for us the only way to get through this and come out of this this pandemic is really for us to have these conversations, to think about how do we embrace new business models, how do we create new metrics, how do we measure success in a completely changed environment. And I think this is the true value of these associations. So wherever you are in your local community, be part of those conversations, because it is only through those that we can bring change to us as an industry. And it always stimulates, I'm always incredibly blessed by it. Just, it stimulates great conversation, great thought, and helps us propel ourselves forward.
Sure. Yeah, they're really valuable, those networking sessions, normally off the back of events. But these days, virtually, we're having lots of events, so it pays to be a part of an association and to network online.
Yes.
Heidi, many hotels have had to close during the past year. What advice would you give to hotels who are now reopening?
I better be careful now. I think you have to really think about this carefully. You have to go back before you close the hotel and understand what drove your business, what was the makeup of your business? What was the distribution of your business? If you were a predominantly internationally driven destination or a hotel, you may want to consider how would you replace that sort of business? Understand. Also have a look at what you have internally. So, you know, we talked earlier about the size of your kitchens, the restaurants, the internal capabilities, the spa, the bars, and see, how can you pivot those? How can you make the most of this new revenue streams, the new distribution models? How can you make the most for your business with the facilities and the internal capabilities that you have? So I think to me, it really is looking at those two, looking at the kind of business that you think will come to your, be it your hotel or your restaurant, at this current moment? Is it enough for you to sustain your cash flow? Because I think that is on everyone's forefront and mind at the moment. And then the second one is just utilizing the property, your hotel, your restaurant to the best you can. And as you go with those two things, I think you can make a solid and a sound decision. I would also advocate, obviously, to work with people or to talk to people that do, be it consultants, be it external parties, be it, you know, in your association, have conversations and listen what is happening out there as you form your decision, as you make your decision.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, Heidi, and you're certainly one of those people that we'd want to network with at a session or online. Thank you very much for joining me today. We're grateful for your insights into forecasting during the pandemic.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. I hope it was a good conversation, and we love conversations. And I think it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
We'll certainly look forward to the next conversation, and perhaps on market segmentation next time. If you're looking for to connect with Heidi, you can connect with her on LinkedIn or through a link we'll post in the overview section. And to learn more about HGE, Heidi's company, visit hgeinternational.com. If you'd like to learn more about forecasting for accommodation providers course, you can visit academy.ehotelier.com. And as Heidi mentioned, the enormous benefit of being a member of the HSMAI Association, there's various regions around the world to check them out and their upcoming events. You can check out hsmai.org. Thank you very much for listening in today. Follow us to receive regular insights from hotel leaders around the world.
To build your own career or boost your team's performance from basic skills to executive training, visit academy.ehotelier.com. Get 20% off all courses and certifications using the code PODCAST. Thank you for joining us. Check out the latest episodes at ehotelier.com and make sure to subscribe for the latest insights from industry leaders around the world.